With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to the top post in the House in a stunning floor vote on the opening day of Congress on Friday, securing the gavel on the first ballot. Bernie Bennett reports.
But the vote did not come without drama. Republicans Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Keith Self of Texas had initially voted for candidates other than Johnson. Norman voted for Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Self voted for Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. The clerk, though, held open the vote. After negotiations with Johnson, Norman and Self made their way to the front of the chamber and switched to support Johnson. The vote is also a victory for President-elect Donald Trump, who had endorsed Johnson and was instrumental in rallying Republicans around the speaker. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ukraine's leader expresses his hope of working with President-elect Trump in the months ahead.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says President-elect Donald Trump is strong and unpredictable, and those qualities can be a decisive factor in his policy approach to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. However, Zelensky adds, it won't be possible to end the almost 3 years of war in one day. Zelensky said in a Ukrainian television interview late Thursday that fighting on the battlefield can end quite quickly if Trump is strong in his position. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an extraordinary turn, a judge has set President-elect Trump's sentencing in his hush money case for January 10th, little over a week before he's due to return to the White House, but indicated he wouldn't be jailed. Judge Juan Merchan issued the ruling Friday. He signaled in a written decision that he'd sentence the former and future president to what's known as a conditional discharge, in which a case gets dismissed if a defendant avoids rearrest. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 339 points. The Nasdaq rose 340. This is SRN News. The Amish come through for storm victims in North Carolina.
The image of the Amish barn raising is almost a cliche in the minds of most Americans, but the old order's building skills are no joke. In hurricane-ravaged Boone, a team of 60 Amish volunteers completed construction of 12 tiny homes in 48 hours. All this while the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues struggling to help people who were stricken back in September. The Amish house builders all hail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism surged in the U.S. last year, and 2025 is not getting off to a good start. A large crowd of Palestinian protesters rallied in New York City on New Year's Day, calling for violent attacks on Israel. Online video shows some of the protesters shouting anti-Semitic slurs along with vows to drive all Jews out of the Holy Land. The flags of both Hamas and Hezbollah were on display. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rallied out of its holiday season funk. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3%, its best day in nearly 2 months, and its first gain since Christmas. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.8%. Big tech stocks led the way, with NVIDIA and Tesla in particular, helping pull the market higher. They offset drops for beer, wine, and liquor companies after the U.S. Surgeon General warned of cancer risks related to alcohol. The Dow was up 339 points today to finish at 42,732. The NASDAQ gained 340 to 19,621. The S&P 500 added 74 to 5942. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.